It is 11:02 a.m. We're just beginning a special meeting, emergency meeting with Commissioner Courts that was scheduled to begin at 10:30. However, we had a closed session prior there too, which took up more time than we anticipated. It is Thursday, March 19th, 2020. And we'll call this session of the Jefferson County Commissioners Court to order. We have one item on the agenda, which is consider approve necessary amendments to our county policies during an emergency. That is a proposed guidelines for staffing during the COVID-19 emergency. That's one issue. Do I have a motion to approve those proposed guidelines?
Move.
Moved by Commissioner Weaver, seconded by Commissioner Alford. Is there any discussion?
Judge, I just wanted to ask one question because we don't address that on here. We have during the COVID-19 emergency, and it says for the duration of the emergency declaration, is that the court's wishes or should we put a timeline on this?
I think we'll roll it because at some point the Commissioners Court is going to be called on to call off the emergency. And I think we should have the flexibility. Is there anybody who has a different opinion?
So leave it as is? Okay.
And just for clarification, what we're talking about on this action item pertains to the flexibility of department heads and elected officials to operate the offices in such a manner to reduce any kind of spreading of any kind of illness or anything like that, but still operate the functions of the courthouse so that services to the people are administered.
Correct.
Yes, sir. Yes,
sir. And this will be publicly broadcast, submitted out to all the employees.
We will send this, as soon as it's approved, we'll get it sent out to all department heads and elected officials.
Okay. So basically all functions of county government will continue.
Correct.
To be performed, but staffing levels could be varied.
Yes, correct. And I think, you may, precinct four gets a couple of bad cases, and all the road and bridge crew is has been exposed to those couple of cases. He's going to have the flexibility to do whatever he thinks right.
Correct.
And so it may lead to a complete loss of function of the department, but our anticipation is that we're going to be able to continue the essential function of county government.
That's it. And Judge, I know a lot of our policies don't apply. Sometimes the part-timers, I would include part-timers in this because they are going to be an integral part of the flexible staffing function. So I want to make sure that's clear.
Good point.
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. Okay.
Well, will the elected officials and department heads share the schedule so that we know? Because we get a lot of phone calls from a lot of different departments that would help us to know exactly what those schedules would be.
Let's put a directive in there that each elected official and department head should coordinate with human resources on how they're doing their scheduling so that Commissioner's Court and the other county departments are aware of any alteration of function.
Judge, I would, on the department heads, each department head liaison that sits up here, I think it needs to go through that liaison.
Okay, their liaison and the HR department.
Okay, we can do that.
One other thing, Ms. Erickson, will you have an attachment for the minutes for the policies that's been?
Well, I have what?
Attachment.
Yeah, we'll give you a copy of this right as soon as we leave.
Okay.
And then again, this is going out on an email. This is just clarification.
So you're going to add a sentence that says that this applies to part-time employees and any department with an altered schedule should meet with their liaison and the HR department.
Yes.
So that information.
We will add that information.
Countywide.
Those two items, yes, sir.
And it's possible that there will be no changes in someone's schedule.
It will be up to their department.
Yeah. Depending on circumstances.
Yes, sir.
Okay. With those revisions suggested by the commissioners, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. And
we'll get that out as soon as possible.
Anything else any commissioner wishes to bring the attention of the public without our taking action?
I think you need to, it's on the news about the new emergency declaration, reiterate what that stands.
And so the new emergency declaration done last night limits gatherings to no more than 10. I'm very sorry to say that that's going to affect our houses of worship and those who are planning funerals. We're very sorry for the impact that has on families in our community. However, given the Centers for Disease Control recommendations for how we should handle this, as well as the request of the Department of State Health Services and the governor, those gatherings are going to be limited to no more than 10. We will have an exception for the petrochemical and refining industry and their allied services, provided that they agree to conduct screenings for COVID-19 symptoms at their gates prior to people entering the plant. It will also have closed bars and nightclubs and has limited restaurants to drive-through and takeout services. So
someone can walk into a restaurant, pick up their food, and leave.
Yes, the restaurants are just going to have to make sure that they don't have more than 10 customers at a time and within their restaurant picking up orders. Some people may have to wait out in the parking lot.
Let me ask you a question on that, because you said bars. Now, in some cases, bars have takeout food there. Does that go in line with restaurants?
Yeah, the governor signed an order last night allowing, I'm pretty sure he did it because it was on the news. He had talked about it on our call, but allowing restaurants to deliver alcohol. So if a Mexican restaurant is delivering food to a home and the people also want to order a margarita, he's allowing that to be done.
What about
and take it out?
Medical facilities, UACs, like gut codes, places like that.
Well, those individuals are allowed to run. This isn't stopping any businesses, it's just stopping gatherings of more than 10 people.
What would that be?
Grocery stores are encouraged to remain open.
And convenience stores.
And convenience stores.
People need food.
They need food, they need gasoline.
Yes,
those are all no business other than bars and restaurants where you have a lot more than 10 congregants or stop. I've had several calls from businesses and I said, if you have a 5,000 square foot building and you have 20 people that are isolated from each other in different offices but don't have any meeting within your facility that have more than 10 people.
What's the penalty? What's the penalty?
$500.
Per day.
$500 fine.
Wow.
And, you know, subject to contempt of court and a restraining order, because the commissioner's court does have contempt power.
Judge, does this pertain to cities as well as all the counties?
It pertains throughout the county, even within the incorporated areas.
And want to make sure we note this. This is something that directly came down from the governor, and we have been basically following suit with what has been put down on our best.
All right, anything further? If not, we are adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you all.